Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Still on the subject of Ma'aser Sheni coins. Sela Shel Ma'aser Sheni, Vishel Hulin. He had one Sela coin of Ma'aser Sheni, one silver coin. And then a second silver coin, the exact same denomination, of Hulin, of ordinary unconsecrated money. Shenis Arvu, and he mixed them up. And he doesn't know which one is the Ma'aser Sheni coin and which one is the Hulin coin. And there is no simon of any kind where he can tell which one is which. What should he do? Maybe besela ma'os, he should bring one selah's worth of copper coins, of minted copper coins. So he had a silver dollar, in an example, of Ma'aser Sheni and one of Chulin. Then he should take 100 pennies, and he brings them enough that will be worth one selah altogether. But Omer, and he says the following, selah shel Ma'aser Sheni b'chol makom shehi. The selah of Ma'aser Sheni, wherever it is, whichever one of these two it is, b'chaleles al hama'os ha'elu, is deconsecrated, is nifteh on these 100 coins here. Tosos, by the way, points out that it should really be 100 pennies plus the one-fifth penalty of deconsecration. So technically it would be 125 pennies. The Rambam, however, doesn't paskin like that, and he says use the selah and the other selah, because Ma'aser Sheni is not going to lose thereby this entire arrangement anyway. So he takes his selah of Ma'aser Sheni, his, in our example, silver dollar, deconsecrated on 100 copper coins, on 100 pennies, and then what does he have to do? He shouldn't leave the copper coins to be the Ma'aser Sheni that is going to bring to Yerushalayim. The problem with copper coins is that they get rubbed out, they get rusted, they turn green. It's not really a covetic way of handling Ma'aser Sheni. So then, uborer es hayofeh sheba, of the two silver dollars, of the two silver selaim that he has, pick out the better one, the one that is better minted, the nicer one of the two coins, and umachalin oleha. Then he takes the copper coins that he had deconsecrated and then turned into consecrated Ma'aser Sheni, and he says, these copper coins should lose their Ma'aser Sheni, which will now be put on this nicer selah. Mimnesha Amru, because the general rule was, they said, Mechalim kesef al nechoshes midochak. You can deconsecrate silver onto copper coins in a shas hadchak when you are in a jam. Velo sheiskayim kain, but you should not want to retain it that way and leave the copper as the Ma'aser Sheni. El chozer machal lo na'al kesef. Rather, you should then return and deconsecrate it again on silver, so that the silver coin will then be the proper one that's going to be taken to Yerushalayim. You don't want to degrade Ma'aser Sheni. You don't want to downgrade it to the rusty copper, and it's much better to reconsecrate it on one of the seloim. Mishnah Zayin, Beishamai Omrim, Lo Yase Odom Es Selaov Din Rei Zohav. Beishamai says that when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, and he redeems his Ma'aser Sheni produce on silver coins, he may not change his Selah coins into Din Rei Zohav, into gold dinars. He wants to do that because the gold dinars are going to be lighter and easier to carry. A gold dinar is worth, according to the Mefarshim, 6 1/4 silver selahs. So instead of carrying 6 1/4 coins, he's carrying only one gold coin, and that would be much easier. But the fear is that if he is going to exchange silver for the gold, then he's going to have a problem. He's going to postpone his trip to Yerushalayim because he wants to wait until he has enough selaim to make up one gold dinar. As he waits until he amasses enough for gold, Beis Shammai is worried that he literally might miss the Shalosh Regalim. He might not even do Aliyas HaRegel going there. And you never know. He might start stalling for a gold dinar that may never show up. But Ubeis Hillel Matirim. Beis Hillel say it's totally okay. You can deconsecrate your silver onto gold coins, and you are doing just fine. You're not going to miss Aliyas HaRegel, whether your silver coins of Ma'aser Sheni and your gold dinar that's of Ma'aser Sheni. He's going to make his Aliyas HaRegel and take whatever he's got with him. He's not going to skip a trip just because of that sake. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ani asisi l'Rabban Gamliel l'Rabbi Yoshua es kaspon din reizov. And Rabbi Akiva said, I in fact have exchanged for Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua their silver into gold dinars. And so we see that the halacha l'maisa is like Beis Hillel, and we paskin that you can exchange your silver for gold.